How much are you looking forward to coming back to Prenton Park? Because you can't have been much over the last decade or so.
No, I've been there a few times with Ipswich, you know, when they were back in the Championship. But this will be the first time as a manager, and it's a, you know, real proud moment for myself and my family, and really looking forward to going back and seeing some good friends.
Yeah, we'll talk about your spell at Tranmere in a moment or two, but you are now Colchester manager, and a fantastic start to the season. Fourth in the table at the moment. I know it's only very early, but three wins from the opening six games. You must be really pleased.
Yeah, really pleased the way it's gone. I echo what you say. It is only a start. It's a real good start that we've had. But again, as you know, other managers do relay back to you, your next game's always your hardest. And, you know, going back to the old club is going to be even tougher.
League Two, a league that you wouldn't have played in much or at all during your playing career. How different is it to higher up in the divisions where you were playing?
Yeah, it is. It is different. There's no getting away from it. I have been retired now for a number of years, as such. But yeah, you do tend to see a difference of, you know, mentality, the technical and the tactical aspects as well. But you know, the hard work is there. You know, the work ethic is there, which you do need as well. And you know, and you do like to see your players progress. And you know, we have been doing that over the last couple of years.
You mentioned it, you've been retired for a while, but this is your first permanent manager job. You had the Colchester caretaker role for one game in 2015, but you took a few years in terms of getting experience with youth coaching and stuff. So was this always something you wanted to do?
It wasn't at the beginning, to be honest. It was one where I really enjoyed, you know, training the youth, going through the youth system of Colchester. We've got a real vibrant, you know, Category 2 academy. You know, we really believe in bringing our own boys through. And, you know, it just went hand in hand as I was doing the 18s, under-18s and under-21s. A lot of the boys I was coaching, with myself and Wayne Brown at the time, were getting good opportunities at first-team level. And it was just like the next step, really. It was one where, you know, you do your 21s and then, you know, an opportunity come knocking, and it was too good an opportunity to turn down.
Did you surprise yourself a little bit then in deciding to take the role? And also, I mean, you've been in the job for over 2 years now, which is, in the current role, current market, quite a long time. So you're doing a good job.
Yeah, look, listen, you know, it's good. It's for other people to see. As long as my chairman's happy, I'm more than happy, man, to be honest. You know, we've got a philosophy, as I say. You know, we do produce our own kids, and it's one that, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity when they do come to Colchester. You know, it's one where you do sit and think about, you know, the time span managers do have in the game. But again, it was one of them where I thought, you know, I've done this for a long time, progressing the youth through the club, and as I say, an opportunity come along, and you know, it did take me time with it. You know, it wasn't like going into it feet first. I did have to assess my options, really, because the game is about longevity. You know, you ask any manager up and down the country. I've got to know Mickey Mellon, you know, as an ex-player with him. He's been good advice at me at times, and it's all about the longevity, which, you know, some managers don't get, and hopefully I can have that longevity in the game. But whilst I'm involved in it, I'm going to, you know, enjoy it as much as I can and try and pick up as many wins as I can, because that's what the game is about. It's not about, it is about producing kids coming through, but the main part of it is about getting the wins on a Saturday and a Tuesday.
And you're doing that pretty well at the moment, certainly. Just one thing I've always been interested in, how did you kind of end up at Colchester in the first place? Because you started your career at Tranmere, then it was Ipswich after leaving Tranmere in 99, yeah. Then back up to the northwest with Burnley. So it seems like quite an odd place for you to end up, if that makes sense.
Well, it was, you know what, it was one where I'd finished at Burnley. I was very fortunate. I played till I was 35, and you know, it was one of them two decisions to make, and I had a little bit of a business going on down back at Ipswich, so I always kept my house down there. And it was one where we thought, you know, we enjoyed our life down there. The business was down there at the time. I wasn't doing any coaching. And as I went back down to Ipswich with the business sense, I had, you know, a good friend of mine, Jim McGilton, who was the Ipswich town manager at the time. So he was inviting me in to come and watch training and watch games. And it was him, really, that pushed me into, you know, why don't you look to do your coaching badges? You know, you're watching enough games, why don't you look into doing it? And that's how it went, really. You know, I just started then doing a little bit of coaching, getting a bit of experience at Ipswich. But, you know, I think the academy manager at Ipswich then had got sacked, Tony Humes. He then went across to Colchester and he brought Richard Hall with him, who was a good friend of mine as well. And at the time, they were setting up the academy over at Ipswich. Sorry, beg your pardon, at Colchester. And they were looking for new up-and-coming coaches. And it just so happened to pass me B licence at that time. And I got a part-time role doing the under-13s. And the under-13s, then progressed to the under-15s, then it progressed to the under-18s, then it progressed to the 21s. And 8 years now down the line, I'm now coaching the first team. So it's been a long process, but it's one where I can say I've done my hours, I've done a lot of miles, I've done the kids, I've done, you know, the senior pros now as such. And it's been great. It's been a fantastic opportunity for me.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to former Tranmere defender John McGreal, who returns to Prenton Park tomorrow as Colchester manager. 19 years since you were sold to Ipswich, John. Does it seem like that long ago?
Oh, it's ridiculous, honestly. Honestly, it's just, you know, because I live within the Ipswich area and I get to see a lot of the Ipswich games. And, you know, I was there at the Ipswich Norwich game at the weekend, and someone did come up to me and said, do you remember these games? You know, almost like 15, 20 years ago. And you think back and you think, wow, you know, where's that time gone? But that's what it is in football. You know, we move around as football players, even so as managers. And, you know, it was a long time. But, again, fantastic times at Tranmere. Really, really loved my time at Tranmere. And, you know, a big mention must go to Warwick Rimmer, because I think for what he'd done at that football club at the time I was there with the, you know, the production line that he did have. He needs a lot there. You know, he should be naming a stand after him, because he was fantastic for what that football club stood for at the time. And, you know, I've got nothing but praise for that man.
Absolutely. And it's great to still see him around Prenton Park on a match day as well. So I'm sure you'll be trying to bump into him tomorrow. And, of course, the money that Tranmere made from your sale was very important at that time, because it helped keep them afloat, and Warwick produced several players like that. You will, as you've already mentioned, Mickey Mellon, but you'll have known him from a playing sense during your time at Prenton Park as well. So did you always see him as being someone who could be a manager?
Yeah, you did, to be honest. Yeah, you did. You know, we had that style and that sense about him as well. You know, thought about the game. And, you know, he's had a good career as a manager as well, you know, at this moment in time. And he's done a terrific job at Tranmere. You know, it's a big club to get them out the league. You know, this league's tough enough, but the league below is really tough. But he's been able to do that. And they've had a terrific start as well at Tranmere. So we know it's going to be a tough game tomorrow. As I say, Mickey's one of the boys who, you know, I do pick the phone up to if I do need a bit of advice, because he's got a lot more experience than me. But again, I don't know what it is. It's, you know, the Tranmere lads that we've all played with or grew up with, even the Paul Crooks of the world, you know, I'm really in touch with him. And even Kenny Hines, I still pick the phone up to him every now and again. We do have a sense of a belonging, really, you know what I mean? And I think that's being instilled us as a young lad growing up. So, no, I've got nothing but fond memories of Tranmere.
And, of course, you came back to play in the Masters as well, which probably shows that. I have to say as well, I think you're the first person I can ever remember hearing shout the F word when I was sitting in the cow sheds at a game once, and you weren't happy at some of the defending that had gone on by one of your teammates.
Yeah. No, listen, you know, I think, again, you know, you were brought up to be your own man at Tranmere, you know, and I think that comes from Warwick. And, you know, God rest his soul, Johnny King, you were able to do what you believed in, and we played with an expression, and we were successful, you know, nearly, you know, reaching the promised land on a number of occasions into that top division. You know, we just fell short with the playoffs. It did help having John Aldridge later on to score 40 goals, you know what I mean? But, no, it was a fantastic time, and we were so unlucky at times not to make that promised land. But, you know, I wish Mickey all the best, obviously not tomorrow. But, you know, I'll have a good chat with him at the end of the match and, you know, catch up with a few old folks.
Just finally then, John, what would be the standout moment from your time at Tranmere, that decade you spent there?
The standout moment, obviously, would be towards, I know it was a disappointment, but, you know, the Villa games, I can always remember the Aston Villa game away. I know we got beat in the second leg, but, you know, just going home and just remembering the noise that was there that day was fantastic. And, you know, the growing up with, you know, youth team players, Jeb Brannan, Kenny Hines, Tony Thomas, and all getting into the game, getting at that level at the same time as well, and having that camaraderie of the team spirit that we used to have at Tranmere. You know, it's been second to none. We had little bits of a Ipswich, but not to the extent of Tranmere, and I think that did go a long way for a lot of the mainstay from the career, and also, you know, potentially moving into a longevity in management.
Great memories. Great memories. John, best of luck for the rest of the season. I should probably not wish you best of luck tomorrow, because there'll be a few listeners who'll get a bit unhappy if I do. But thank you so much for your time on Radio City Talk this afternoon as well.
No worries, Matthew. Thanks for the call.